Shalom, and welcome to Torah Bites. This is Alan Gilman with Torah Bites for the week of May the 23rd, 2026, the 7th of Sivan, 5786. The following is an updated version of a message originally posted the week of May the 30th, 2009, the 7th of Sivan, 5769, and it's entitled Depth, and I'm reading from Habakkuk chapter 3, verses 17 through 19. Though the fig tree should not blossom, nor fruit be on the vines, the produce of the olive fail, and the fields yield no food, the flock be cut off from the fold, and there be no herd in the stalls, yet I will rejoice in the Lord, I will take joy in the God of my salvation. God, the Lord, is my strength, he makes my feet like the deer's, he makes me tread on my high places. When I first came to know the reality of God through the Messiah almost 50 years ago, it was pretty much me-centered. I had been told that if I believed in Yeshua, then I would be happy for the rest of my life. To be clear, there was much more to it than that at the time. The happiness promise may have been a hook, but the person who shared this with me powerfully demonstrated how the Jewish Bible pointed to Yeshua as the Messiah and clearly explained my need for forgiveness before God. Thankfully, despite any misguided motives on my part, God indeed made himself known to me. Don't get me wrong, it's not as if knowing God has no personal benefit. It's that knowing him is not primarily about me, my personal needs, and my happiness. That's not to say that I haven't experienced a happiness I never dreamed possible, not to mention peace and security in the midst of great difficulty. The depth of reality that comes from truly knowing the God of Israel is vividly expressed in the words I read from this week's Haftorah, as the weekly reading portion from the Hebrew prophets. It's striking that this portion is a special reading for the festival of Shavuot, also called Pentecost or Weeks. It begins this year, Friday evening, May 22nd. Shavuot is a harvest festival, a time to rejoice over God's provision. But Habakkuk says that he will rejoice in God even when the harvest produces nothing. This is a most difficult concept if we think, as I originally did, that following God is all about what we get out of it. Habakkuk's words remind me of the Jewish men Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, who, while in exile in Babylon, faced the possibility of excruciating death due to their unwillingness to commit idolatry. Just before being thrown into the fiery furnace, they said to the king of Babylon in Daniel chapter 3, verses 17 and 18, "Our God whom we serve is able to deliver us from the burning fiery furnace, and he will deliver us out of your hand, O king. But if not, be it known to you, O king, that we will not serve your gods or worship the golden image that you have set up." This kind of understanding of God in life goes far beyond self, our personal welfare, comfort, and prosperity. These men knew that there's a reality of life that comes from knowing God far deeper than what many of us normally experience. Habakkuk could rejoice in God even in the face of starvation. His strength and ability to face dire circumstances were not based on normal material prosperity, but in God himself. This is no abstract spirituality detached from the realities of life, but a strength that enables us to live life amidst enormous challenges. To begin to grasp the depths of this reality, we need to turn away from our obsession with self and our desire to please self. It's as we submit ourselves to God and his will for our lives, whatever that may be, that we can find a joy and a strength beyond our wildest dreams. For more messages like this, visit the Torah Bites website at www.torahbites.org. Email your comments and questions to comments@torahbites.org. And you can follow us on X at Torah Bites. Until next time, this is Alan Gilman with Torah Bites. Lehitraot.